You're awake. Okay. There's no need to get so worked up. You're not hurt. You're safe now. It's just us here. Where is this place? An isolated island. It's dusk. You can hear the sound of the waves. How about that? Isn't it beautiful? This room has sunrise and sunset views, with circular floor ceiling windows overlooking the entire island and bay. I remember you said you like a room with a view of the sea and the woods. Don't move. You got a slight wound on your leg. I had a doctor bandage it. Don't even think about running away. This place is isolated. No one knows you're here. Your family? Well, you have to ask your family's longtime enemies. I don't know them very well. Hey, there is no need to strangle me, is there? If you kill me, you'll never escape. It's harder to escape here than the Minotaur's labyrinth. Besides, you don't have the guts to kill me anyway. Would you even want to kill me? Well, the answer is kind of screaming in your face. You sure you want to stay angry at me? Forget it. You look so frustrated. I'll tell you. Well, you've had your wedding. But your new wife has been captured by your family's enemy. Your family is also in the hands of them. And the current situation is unknown. I don't know if they're alive or not. Me? What role did I play in it? Don't get me wrong. I'm not allied with your family's enemies. I was merely passing through and happened to pluck you from the chaos. Let me be clear. I can only save one person. The rest are beyond my power to help. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't believe me? What are you saying? That I'm in league with your family's enemies? That I had a hand in kidnapping your loved ones? Am I truly that monstrous in your eyes? You have no idea what it cost me just to save you alone. Your prejudice against me runs too deep. Even when my intentions are good, you refuse to believe me. Why is that? Because I used to be like that. So now it's time to settle old scores, is it? Okay. I admit, I bullied you in the past. I didn't feel good about it. I regret it. I had apologized to you. But, is that all you remember? Was there truly nothing else between us, besides the way I treated you back then? I saw you sneaking a look at my lips. Tell me, what's on your mind? Wondering what they taste like now? And there you go, putting on that cold face again. Can't you just be honest for once? What? You don't want to think about what we had? Fine. Let me jog your memory a little. Listen, you know how I was treated at home back then. I'm not trying to make excuses for what I did. I just want to say that I was living in a dark place, and I ended up passing on that darkness onto you. I hurt you, and for that, I'm sorry. Our families were similar in some ways, weren't they? That's why you understood me. You didn't hold it against me. And then, at this lavish party, crowded, noisy, he didn't want to deal with anyone. So he went looking for a quiet corner. He thought the room was empty. But when you pushed the door open, you saw me standing by the window, whimpering. He asked me why I was crying. I told you to leave. My back still turned to you. But you didn't get angry. Instead, you came closer and comforted me. I was so grateful for that. It was a turning point for us, wasn't it? After that, I thought a lot about you. I wanted to do more for you, and I did. You accepted it, and our relationship improved. We became friends, then grew closer, sharing everything. We found that we had similar mindsets, and we became really, really intimate. I thought you had forgiven me. Wait, you're saying you actually did forgive me? Then why? After we started dating? After we fallen in love? Did you leave without a word? You hurt me. You broke my heart. I didn't realize how much I'd miss you. You made my whole world bright, but after you left, it turned dark again. I tried to find you, but we lost contact. The world became chaos, battlefields everywhere, and I had to focus on surviving. Don't you think you owe me an explanation? What? You're saying it's because we're on different sides? Since when did you care about things like that? Is that why you sacrifice your own happiness? Marry for the sake of family's alliances? For duty and loyalty? Don't think I didn't know. Back then, tensions between our families were escalating. Your family even planned an assassination attempt. I wondered if you knew something I didn't. If you were trying to protect me. No? What do you mean? I don't want to hear your excuses. I want the truth. You're asking if I'll accept it, no matter what the truth is? Yes, I will. You? What did you say? You left me simply because you lost interest? Because you stopped loving me? My God. Am I angry? No, but also, yes. I'm not angry because you said you loved me. After all these years, I don't care about that anymore. Whether you love me or not doesn't matter. What matters is that I want you. And if I want you, I'll have you. I'm angry because you're still lying to me. Even now. And I was the one who asked for the truth. Have I been too gentle with you in the past? So much so that you forgot my true nature? I'm obsessive. Possessive. I'll lock onto you. Find you. Mark you. I'll let you fly freely. You are free after all. But don't you know? I've always been watching you. And when you fall, I'll be there. The moment it happens, reaching out to catch you. And you fall into my palms. I place you in a safe haven I built for you. I'll let you fly again. Just not right away. Now you've gone silent. That's fine. I'll give you time. We have plenty of time now. If you don't want to talk, that's okay too. That's well for tonight. Tomorrow, I'll show you around the island. I leave for now. Have a good dream. Hey, what are you doing? Grabbing me all of a sudden? Let go. You're hurting me. What do you want to say? You're asking what it would take for me to let you go? To save your family? Simple. Promise me you'll stay here. By my side. With me. And I'll help you. You say you can't? Why? Still don't want to talk? You've always been so stubborn. And now, you become so quiet. I remember how much you used to argue with me, trying to get to me. You were so eloquent back then. You enjoyed watching me get mad. Where's that fire of yours now? Don't tell me again that you've lost interest. The way you look at me, say it otherwise. Huh? What did you say? That I'm the one dressed too lightly? Any normal man would glance instinctively? Where is your politeness now? Where did that composed cavalier go? Finally dropping the act, are we? That's it. Be direct with me. Say what's on your mind. Don't hold yourself back. I'm sorry? What did you say? You hate me? That our past relationship was all an act? Have you been holding grudge this whole time for how I treated you before? You only got close to me. For your family's sake? Darling, say these things. It wounds me. More than you can imagine. It can make me question whether anything between us was ever truly real. But I genuinely adored you. I still do. And you feel it too, didn't you? That pull and attraction between us. Your body never lied. You remember all those nights we spent together, don't you? Those positions you loved. I still remember everyone. You're asking me to stop talking? And shut up? Why? Afraid to face your true feelings? Your body is far more honest than your words. You know, I was the one who changed you into these pajamas. Her wedding suit was stained with someone else's blood. Filthy. So I burned it. When I was dressing you, your body still remembered me. I didn't even do anything. Just accidentally brushed against your skin while helping you change. And your body responded so eagerly. Such a slut, my baby boy. You pretended nothing happened. But did you really think? I didn't notice you're so aroused. You say I'm too obsessive. That my behavior isn't normal. Darling, I'm just a reflection of you in the mirror. Let me ask you, has the justice you believe in ever come to fruition in the solid world? Has your cynicism ever found its purpose? You used to say, we should seize a moment, didn't you? Seeking dopamine, even in the ephemeral happenings of life. I showed you my tears and obsession because that's what you wanted to see. No, I wasn't pretending. It came from the heart. But I also knew you wanted me to see the real you. Even so, I'll keep being drawn to you. That's what you want, isn't it? And I'm giving it to you. Sincerely. Do you remember the mark I left on you? Hide over your heart. A symbol you designed yourself. It was our pact. As long as the mark remains, you belong to me. And I belong to you. Don't move. Let me see it again. His buttons and pajamas are so stubborn. Now, my hand rests on your chest. Look, the mark is still there. A deep crimson, like blood pumped straight from your heart. It's beautiful. It won't fade unless you break the pact yourself. Unless you say you no longer belong to me. And I no longer belong to you. Cast me out. Only then will you disappear. But that could never happen. If it did, I'd carve your ribs into a comb to brush my hair. I'm your Lilith and your Eve. I've seen you lost in desire. Unwilling to break free from its chains. Content to be bound by it. What changed you so suddenly? What happened that you couldn't tell me? Choosing instead to live without a word? It must have been something serious. And I want to know what it was. But you refused to say. It truly upset me. Because you're being so disobedient. What? You say you owe me no explanation? Darling, you showed me your true self. You wanted to be seen. When I saw you, you were free. Able to be who you really are. But now, you're hiding again. Are you lying to yourself? Stop saying you don't love me. I don't like hearing it. Even though I know you're lying. I really, really don't like it. I can give you desire. And also genuine loyalty and commitment. We can be free to be ourselves. You just need to be true to your heart. To cast aside those tedious traditions and the authority of your family? I'll give you one last chance. Think carefully before you answer. I'll ask you again. Will you stay here by my side? Please, give this to me. I can be your sub. Are you my master? Let you color me. Hey, what are you doing? Stop. What did you say? That you no longer belong to me? And I no longer belong to you? If he can back your vow, erase the mark, I don't believe you. You're lying. Let me see. A mark over your heart. It's really gone. Why would you do this? Why? No, I'm not crying. Fine, I'm done pretending. Look, this is all your fault. Look at what you've done. After all this time apart, you haven't disappointed me. You're exactly the same. That arrogant, brash, self-obsessed, world-weary brat. Your hidden self-destructive tendencies drive you to test commitments through exhaustive giving. You despise your family. And you can't bring yourself to take action and walk away. You crave to merge with me, but fear being consumed. You desperately need my passionate responses, yet you always shy away. The sense of security you build is nothing but an illusion. In the end, you always return to where you started. All because you're bound too deeply to your family. They've alienated you. Your life is nothing like what you truly want. You need rebirth, just like I once did. So that's why you suddenly left. You weren't doing this just for my sake, or to protect me. More like you want to see me angry, to see me lose my mind. Watch me get lost, like you. Go crazy, constantly searching for nothing. That way you can fulfill your gentle sadistic and pain-loving desires. Fine, I'll give you what you want. I'll be your pussy, your psycho lover, your puppy. You enjoy watching your words and actions, leaving shallow marks on others, like a small knife gently slicing. Not fatal, but enough to leave a trace. You're obsessed with pain, not your own, but the pain of others. You are utterly brat, completely unruly, entirely unaware of the predicament you're in. Originally, I planned to be gentle with you. Even if I couldn't convince you, I wouldn't force you. But now, I've changed my mind. You've never seen me truly angry, have you? If I lose my mind, you will have to bear the consequences. Do you remember how we spent our nights together? Like a beautiful dream you never wanted to wake from. Weren't you just staring at my lips earlier? Now, I'll show you exactly what I can do with them. You enjoy being bound, don't you? These cuffs were made just for you. Hey, don't move. Don't struggle. What? You think you can break them barehanded? Adorable. Go ahead. Try. What's wrong? Keep struggling. Can't break free? Oh, now you're begging me. Pleading to unlock them? Starting to panic now? A bit late for that. You wanted to play games? I'll play with you. You're out of your strength. What did I do to you? I slipped something into that glass of water at your bedside earlier. Don't worry. It's harmless. Dirty. Oh, sweetheart. You have no idea. We are so similar, yet totally different. You're all sunshine talk and polite smiles on the outside, but rotten inside. While I might look inscrutable on the outside, but actually got light in me. Look, I can handle this. We could play this game 100 times, and I still keep up. We can keep this toxic tangle going till hell freezes over. Stop acting like you gotta protect me. We both know I ain't actually clingy to you, right? You wanna see me like this, and I give it to you. Because I love you. Oh, look! Who's pretending? It's so hard here, it's about to come, right? Let me have a look. What a big pretty cock. It's so big. Your habit of shaving hasn't changed. Neat and pretty. How does it feel to be held by me like this? Feels amazing? My nails have just been trimmed. Oh, watch out. If you're not good, my nails might pinch in. Let me taste you first. It tastes like sea salt. And a little bit of gunfire. Look at my eyes. No, don't look away. I want you to see how I work on you. No, yours is too big. I can't swallow it all in. Brook Hawk touches Mad Hansel. You look like you really enjoy it. He immerses yourself in. I lick your veins first. They look so prominent and delicious. My tongue can feel your pulse beating, and I can feel your blood flowing. And now my tongue is swirling around and around. Your face and ears are all red. And your neck is red too. Is this so comfortable? Come on. It can be more comfortable. Hey, don't push your hips up. It makes me uncomfortable. Feel my throat constricting? A vacuum has been created. Oh, you should see the look on your face right now. How depraved. Happily depraved because of my mouth? Everything is so wrecked now. Are you trying to moan? Go ahead. Don't hold back. So many pre-com. Okay. My mouth is sore. Your stamina is dropping. I feel you're going to come. Yes, baby. Come. Have a nice flow. Your face tells me you're about to melt. Rolling your eyes like that? The tip of your tongue is coming out. Baby, did I just fuck you dumb? Wanna try Pro Bone Cream Pie next time? Like you used to do. I can make you grab my hair. You love that, don't you? You look like you're going feral. Wanna fuck me? Yes? We got a long night. Wanna have a kiss? Taste yourself? I love you.